Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Gabby Lamb Part 3 episode. My favorite part of her interview was talking about how SSRI medication cancels out the effects of psychedelic mushrooms. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the third time, ladies and gentlemen, comedian and artist Gabby Lamb. Was that odd?
No, it was great.
Oh, you liked it?
No, yeah. I loved it.
I like what's going on here with the fashion.
Thank you. That was honestly, that kind of made me emotional.
Why? I didn't mean to. I play the same chord. I only play the F chord every. Yeah.
It's really nice.
That's. I don't. My mind won't go further than that. I'm stuck within.
Yeah.
I guess an analogy would be if we were referring to comedy, like just talking about like one topic or two topics your whole career.
That's what I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You do?
I'm stuck on the same, really one topic now, yeah.
But I wanted to also congratulate you. How much sobriety time do you have now?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
The last time I drank, let's see, was January 4th, 2020, but I had to restart my day count in August because I got dry and then started doing mushrooms and was like, I can do mushrooms. And then I smoked weed and I was like, okay, you know what? Things got out of hand with that. And I was like,
thanks for disclosing that, because the other week, literally a couple days ago, I was watching Joe Rogan and he had like something McKenna, Terrence McKenna's brother, and they're talking about DMT and mushrooms.
Kay.
And then the thought entered my mind. I'm like, oh, I could do mushrooms. Because I won't get addicted. It's from the earth. It's natural.
No,
but that's how it starts, doesn't it?
That's how it starts. So that's exactly why I did it, right?
So what did you microdose or what happened?
So I did the first time I did them, I was really nervous to do it because I was like, I'm a sober person. I don't want to do mushrooms. Are those edibles?
No, this is just chewing tobacco.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I know it's not edibles.
Mm-hmm.
You're relapsing right now.
I've thought about it, but I'm.
It's not worth it. I'll tell you that.
It isn't.
It's not fucking worth it.
So did you? How did you obtain? I mean, you don't have to.
No, I can tell. No, I can.
How do you find mushrooms if you haven't? If you're sober, like.
So I was in a relationship, and my ex had always a lot of these things on him.
Okay.
And so we went to Joshua Tree for a birthday, I believe, his brother's birthday.
That's a good environment.
And it's a good environment. And I was like, well, this is a good environment.
It's like Jim Morrison, The Doors, going out in the desert.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
So you fantasize about it. And you're like, but this is going to be spiritual.
Yeah.
You know? I can break the rule for this because it's going to be spiritual. I'm going to have a big experience. Blah, blah, blah.
Tell me about your trip.
So, okay. But before that, I was pretty dry from the program because, you know, I'm an Alcoholics Anonymous.
I'm not judging you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was dry. I wasn't really going to meetings. Didn't have a relationship with a sponsor or higher power, whatever, you know. So I was like, you know what? Why not? I'm not even working a program right now anyway. I'll just do mushrooms. And the trip was fun.
How much did you eat? Like an eighth?
I don't even know. I couldn't even.
So was it like, let's break it down, like maybe 3 caps and 2 stems
maybe,
or something like that?
I was also eating them all throughout the night.
Ooh, so that changes it.
So it changes it.
It does.
And it was fun for a second.
You probably ate more than you thought.
I'm also on Lexapro. And so when
wait,
it's an antidepressant.
Okay, gotcha.
So when you take SSRIs, it cancels out psilocybin.
It does? That's interesting.
It is.
Can you write that down? SSRI, psilocybin, canceling it out.
Canceling
that's
it
interesting.
Out. It's a thing.
Okay, so it kind of, so that's why you had to eat
so
more.
So I kept eating more because I was like, well, I'm not really feeling anything. So I'm eating all these mushrooms. Fun for 1 second. I always end up having a terrible trip in the end.
In what ways? Do you see like demons or something?
It's not even that I see demons. I get stuck in this loop of like, I'm never going to get out of this. Then I had like convinced myself that I was drunk and I was like, oh no, I'm wasted. I hadn't had a drink in almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason on mushrooms, I was like, I must be drunk.
Right.
And then it got scary. And then I'm just in this place
so you got paranoid?
Got paranoid. Then I'm like fear spiraling.
Did you see any demonic faces in the sand?
No demonic faces. No scary visuals.
Nothing in the clouds?
Nothing in the clouds.
It's all in your head?
All in my head.
Damn, that would have been nice to see some things.
You'd think. Well, you know what I did see? That was, you know, everything gets like a little bit more vibrant. Like I was out in nature and it was just like the trees were extra alive.
Right.
And that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that feels nice. You're like more,
so
you feel more connected.
Were they breathing kind of like that movie Midsummer?
And they kind of were.
They were breathing.
They were breathing.
And was it nighttime? They're in the daytime?
Started in the day, went until the night.
Was there a bonfire, a fire involved at night?
No.
S'mores or
no,
anything?
No. No. None of
and
that.
And so, well, you know what? You got through it.
So that was at one time, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is great. Then it turned into a thing where I was like, well, I already did the mushrooms, so I might as well, like, every time I go out now, just, like, take mushrooms to feel
like
good.
Like microdose?
But like eating mushrooms. So like actually.
But you have shows to do. You have podcasts to do.
Yeah, but you know. There
so
were
you,
nights
could,
where
you could perform?
No. I would do it when I didn't have shows. Like I would, if I went out for.
That'd be interesting though, wouldn't it?
Would never do that.
I think Theo Von has a set where he's on mushrooms.
I heard it was fantastic.
But how, like, what, you need the, how do you get the mental capacity?
I don't know. Theo's also a fucking from another planet. He
yeah,
can
you
do
know
that.
What? He could probably put up the wall and just do it.
I can't do that. I'm too fragile.
You're vulnerable, sensitive people.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Too self-conscious.
Yeah,
too
heady in your head.
Too heady. Theo, I don't know what's going on there.
We love you, Theo. Good
love
job.
You, Theo.
You're doing great.
Good job, yeah.
Killing life.
Right? Yeah, we love to see it. But, yeah, no, so then I'm like, and then I find myself going out, taking them more and more, and then, like, sitting at home with my ex-boyfriend, mm-hmm. we're taking them, and I'm like, you know, this goes on for like 3 months. And then I'm like, wait, what am I doing? Why am I now just like sitting around taking mushrooms? Not even for a spiritual experience, but just to feel fucked up.
I kind of don't like the way you're describing your ex. I kind of don't like him.
Well, yeah. So
the reason being is because, dude, if he was really supportive of your shit,
mm-hmm.
he'd be like, maybe that's not a good idea. Especially him knowing that you want to get sober.
That
dude.
I'm a sober person.
Come on, dude.
So, you know.
Can I just say shame on you?
So, well, okay. So the tricky thing.
We're not gonna say his name.
We won't say his name.
Let me give him a message.
Yeah.
He probably won't watch this. He might.
He probably will.
He probably will.
Yeah.
He probably will.
And I probably will.
All right.
But
shame on you, man.
Well, here's the thing. And
I didn't say it in a mean way.
No, I know.
But I hope he learns from this and says, hey, come
on. Well, in his, so I'll say in his defense, and not to defend him at all, but in his.
Are you about to defend
him? No, but I'm going to say that I was like, you know, I was like, no, I'm good. You know, as an addict, you want to fucking have things work in your way. So I was like, I'm good. And he's like, well, if you think you're good, you're probably good, right? And I was like, I'm probably good. And so he was like,
you know what?
Yeah,
all right, I take that back. Because it was your decision.
It was my decision.
It's not like he like shoved him down.
No, he wasn't like, come on, do him. He just had him. And then I was like, I can do it. And he's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure.
Would it have been weirder if he was the other guy? Like, no, absolutely not. And like put like.
That would have frustrated me.
Put the brakes on it.
Yeah. See,
okay,
it's
oh,
like
right,
that would have
right. so
annoyed
gave
then,
you. Yeah. He kind of gave you because you're an adult.
He was. He knows I'm an adult. So
yeah,
he kind of let
me,
you know, choose my own path. But
all right. So I could see his point.
Right.
At least he wasn't like. Completely like with no empathy.
No, and he wasn't
he
like
was
you got to do these.
He didn't peer pressure you.
He didn't. All no. right,
so I take that back.
Yeah.
Right.
No, there was So that was on me.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened? Then did it progress into something else? You
so then I'm
edibles,
then I'm going. You know what? While we're here, might as well do Molly. So then I
this
did.
This is in Joshua Tree still?
No.
This is after the Joshua Tree.
Okay, Tree. This is in, you know, like a month or two after.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, you know what? I'm fine. I could probably do Molly. Molly doesn't work because I'm on SSRIs. Again, the Lexapro cancels out the Molly.
So was this, was there like a concert involved or
no, of course
a special
not.
Occasion?
Dive bar. I'm at a dive bar. I'm at Gold Diggers.
You're at a dive
bar.
Okay.
At a dive bar.
Oh.
And one of the times I'm at a park in the middle of the day at a friend's birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm gumming Molly.
Were you drinking beers at least?
Or? No. Because I haven't drank. It's just Molly.
Okay. So yeah, I would have, if I did that, I would just be like, all right, like,
no,
just
give
me a beer.
So I didn't. So I was very clear on not drinking. I was like, well, as long as I don't drink, I'm still
That's
sober.
How your brain tricks, you could trick yourself.
Right. As long as I'm not drinking or doing coke, I'm still sober.
See
right.
How that works. It's
yes.
Kinda, yeah.
It's tricky.
Comes in different outfits and
it does.
Disguises.
Wearing different hats. All in the meanwhile, I'm like, okay, I know at this point now I'm avoiding AA because if I go to AA, I'm going to have to be honest and I don't want to be honest.
You know, that's, hey man, thanks for saying that because that's
hard.
What it's all about. Yeah.
Right. It's all, so I wasn't ready to be honest.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Honest,
yeah,
so I stayed out.
Know, and then no one could force anyone to get sober again.
I know. And it took a long time. Honestly, only up as of very recently have I really started like acknowledging it, that there was a relapse. Because
right.
I didn't want to call it a relapse because I didn't drink or do coke.
Right.
But it was. I was taking mind-altering substances.
You could justify.
So it's wild.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's wild.
Did you ever get into like weed or edibles? Because I know there's dispensaries.
No, I've
everywhere.
Always hated weed, but I
right,
so
right,
I
right,
I
right.
smoked weed one night on my birthday. And the last this my new sober date's August 20th. My birthday is August 19th. And the last time I did anything was my birthday. I did a little bit of mushrooms and smoked weed with my friends.
Okay.
And then the next day, I was like, I don't want to do this.
And how were your friends? Were they, like, supportive with your decision?
Yeah, they were all like, oh, you're going
to
smoke weed? We never smoke weed. This is so fun.
And there, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but there is a section of the comedy universe community where they do smoke weed, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
Yeah.
And they're probably accepting of that, you know.
Yeah.
If you had decided to do that, right?
Yeah. These were childhood friends, though.
Oh, this is like your homies.
These are like my
like
Oceanside
homies
and my ex.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's different than your comedy homies.
Yeah,
right?
It is. I wouldn't have done it, I don't think. I don't know, but I did it with my, like.
So these were your homie, like your Oceanside.
Childhood
OG,
homies.
Childhood
yes.
homies. Okay, gotcha. There's a difference there.
There is. And they're like, oh my God, it's your birthday. We're all going to smoke weed together. Cool.
And you're back in Diego?
No, I was here.
Oh, they
I
came up
here.
To visit?
They came up to visit.
Oh, okay. So how long were you out there kind of in the trenches? Like, when did you come back? Because I had recently saw you in the rooms. I'm like, oh, there she is. You know, I've been seeing you in the rooms. And
yeah.
So, yeah. And I'm like,
no,
oh.
I've been like back in the rooms since August.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
So that's
good.
Yeah, that's where
and
we're
And then
at.
How are you feeling? Like, I mean, is...
So much better.
So much better. So you're really...
So much
you're
better.
You're diving back into the literature and like...
Everything.
Yeah.
I've been going to meetings every fucking day.
Isn't it great?
I feel a lot better.
Can I tell you why I like it?
Yeah.
And why I think I've stuck... by this certain program. We won't even say the name because of the whatever the...
I think people can figure it out.
They'll figure
you know
it out.
It
but
is.
It's like, they don't... It's not a religion and they don't force, like, a God upon you. Like,
yeah.
I could come up with my own concept of what a higher power is. It
yeah.
could be like a... It could be whatever. It could be a tree. It
yeah.
could be a cloud. Oh, it's my decision.
Yeah.
That's why I like it because they don't... There's no rules.
It's not...
Not only
a,
that,
it's not
like,
a God.
And there's no set way of doing it. Like, I have to be honest. I haven't worked the best program at all.
Who has? Who has?
Right?
It's funny that you don't use a name. I feel like
yeah.
people get mad at... Or I don't know if people actually get mad at me. But I use the name all the time. I always... I, like, write it on... like, I...
Right.
But Is that like not okay?
I think that, well, in their literatures, is it's like with the something press, radio, film, like not to like promote it, yeah, or something like that. But they didn't say podcast in
they
there.
They didn't say podcast.
But this, that was written before that, all this,
yeah,
other
this
stuff.
Was 1920s. Yeah,
so we didn't say the name thus far, but I'm sure they can put...
They didn't say Instagram, because I put it on my Instagram
TikTok,
all the time.
They didn't mention TikTok.
They didn't mention TikTok.
Speaking of TikTok, my intern was bigging you up, bro.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, you know what she said? She was bigging. She was like, oh, she's really getting big on TikTok. So tell me about this.
I'll tell you about this, my journey on TikTok. I've been halted at 245,000 for a long time, for about a year.
Wait, say that again.
245,000, but that's nothing in TikTok. TikTok
what
is like
you,
on TikTok.
That's
it's like
that's a lot of people, man.
On TikTok, it's like 500,000 followers is what makes you relevant. Anything less than that, you're
I don't
nobody.
Have a TikTok. Is it a whole different world?
It's like, so much better
than Instagram.
Of course.
In what ways? Tell me three reasons why.
Three reasons why. Yeah. Okay, you know, so Instagram, I feel like, keeps you living in comparison a lot of the time. You're only seeing your friends' feeds, and then you're looking at, you're getting sucked in, and you're looking at what your friends are doing, and you're like, what, they're doing all this shit, blah, 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 blah. TikTok filters through, I mean, there's people that you follow, but mostly you don't care about the people you follow. You're just like on an explore page that's always just random people.
Oh, so you don't, there's no comparing and despairing with your
colleagues.
No,
nothing.
Or your friends.
It's a random algorithm.
Why do you think people do that? Like, I always wonder, and I catch myself doing this, why can't it be real where, like, oh, this is me taking a shit in my crappy apartment.
I think,
like,
yeah.
Why? Because that's a reality. Because
that
right?
is a reality.
Or I'm eating, this is my dinner, and you know, like, you know,
those are good.
I'm just giving you an example of, like, it's usually like when I see Instagram, they're at a gourmet restaurant.
Well, see, that's why Instagram's,
they're in a tuxedo and they're in some banquet, and I feel horrible because I'm like, I'm in here. And there's
eating
a leak.
Pringles for dinner.
Eating Pringles.
There's a fucking
and my Vaseline is
there.
Running low.
We don't know what you're using that for,
well,
but
we
I'm
know.
Sure it is.
We
yeah,
know.
We know.
We know. Who are you kidding? We know. Don't go there with me. We know. There you go.
It's okay. Well, so we know.
Yeah, we know. I mean,
I won't talk about the Vaseline again.
Get into this?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay,
those are gloves?
Say, yeah.
Interesting.
That's my masturbation kit.
Yeah, that's interesting. You use gloves?
Hey, timestamp this part right now. Yeah, seriously. What time is it right there? Okay. Yeah, you want to go down that hallway? Let's go
you
down
masturbate
that hallway.
With gloves?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
No.
I feel like...
So what's the first thing? What kind of led to this discussion? What was the first thing I said?
TikTok.
No, after TikTok. It starts with a V. V-A-S.
Vaseline.
So let's put...
Gloves.
And let's put things together.
So then it
one
feels like you're not
equals...
jerking yourself off. Then it feels like it's a different
wait,
hand.
Now, see, now this is getting interesting. What'd you say?
It feels like you're not jerking yourself off.
In what ways? I don't want to get too technical here, but really think about it.
Yeah.
And then we'll discuss it.
Well, okay, because it's a kind of a different feeling with the glove. And the Vaseline's adding a whole new element. So yeah. This is...
So, yeah, there is a barrier there.
There's
huh?
a barrier. So it's not so personal. So maybe it's not like you're...
And I also use my left hand.
This is so weird.
It's weird,
it's
isn't
so
it?
Weird.
Do you know... You don't have any, like...
No, I don't have... I don't jack
comedian.
Off with the
no, no,
gloves.
No. There's no, like, comedian, like, open mic homies you know that do this.
No, no. But my podcast producer does have
can
a kink
for
gloves.
Can we give him a shout out? I like him. He seems like
hey,
a good guy.
Hey, Lee Nason. So he got jerked off
can
recently.
Can I say his name?
Please.
Lee Nason. What's up, brother? I want to meet you one day, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe you guys will run
he's,
into each other.
And he seems like he's doing
gloves.
A good job with your thing, and
doing
I want to talk. I want to lead. I want to get into that too. I want to plug Tea Time Podcast and all that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is a weird thing.
Hmm.
I already went. I went through the whole gambit of like the flashlights. I even you know.
Oh, you did. So
yeah,
if we,
I did a whole tutorial on how to make a flashlight out of a Pringles can.
And you've done that.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
Who wants, but dude, you have to go to Walmart and get sponges and
might as well just go
rubber
to a
bands
shop.
And yeah, it's a whole, it's like a science project.
Well, it's giving prison. I mean, that's like a prison
yeah,
thing
it,
to do.
You know what? It's weird. It is a prison style fifi.
It's a, yes, yeah,
a
fi- yeah,
you know,
it's
a
very
fifi.
Prison style.
Except
I don't know what a fifi is. But.
A fifi is like, you said prison. I think they make something like this with a glove, but they use a sock.
Interesting.
And then, yeah, it's called a fifi.
Okay.
Can you write that down, please?
What do they fill the sock with?
I think with something similar to like a latex glove and a rubber band or something like that, and they use it as like it's kind of like a ghetto ass fleshlight.
I get it.
Because they don't have the materials in prison,
right?
Unless like a family member brings a Pringle can and sponges and stuff.
Right, right. Sorry. Can you imagine?
So is that if you were about to date a man and everything's perfect, right?
Yeah.
He looks great. His hygiene's great.
Love it.
He's
yeah.
funny, right? Yeah, he has a great career.
Yeah.
But then you find out he does stuff like this. Like, would that change? Would that change
you
it?
You know, I'm open-minded. I'd think, at first I'd be a little rattled. I'd go, that's interesting. And then
so you,
go,
could, but you have an open mind towards it because you're funny too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I'd go, you know.
Is it concerning at all or?
No. You know, it would be concerning.
What would be okay? What would be three red flags? Like let's keep
a torso. You know the torsos that you can fuck, the ones that have the pussies and the assholes, and they have tits.
Yeah, that's kind of like that's like serial killer.
Now, if
that's some weird. Yeah,
did you see? Have you seen those at
sex
shops?
To have a black butt.
It's interesting. Would you fuck it?
I did a few times, but it was too hard to, like, prepare.
See, and that's a little...
It's gone now. I threw it away. I learned.
Well, you're pointing, like...
No. It used to be... It used to live in there, but it's... I used to live in the closet.
Okay.
But now it's gone. But continue. So that's a red flag.
No, hold on. So then you would pull it out. Sometimes you'd be here alone, and you'd think, well, I've got nothing else to do. Might as well
fuck the
butt.
When you say torso... So this was a butt. It was a black butt, and it had a butthole and a vagina.
Had a vagina.
Yeah.
So it was just a butt.
Yeah, it was like a bubble butt.
Yeah.
But then when I tried to, it's tricky when you try to masturbate with it because it's so heavy.
Yeah.
And it got lopsided.
Yeah.
And when there's oils involved.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Do they make them tight? Is it a tight one? Because they model them after real porn stars, don't they?
Well, those are the fleshlights. I don't want to get too technical. Those are certain fleshlights. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so
that's interesting because you know those girls are probably a little.
Well, they're getting paid.
They're
I mean,
little,
they, I would want to get paid too.
They're
I would want to. Yeah, I know, but I would want to get paid if they molded after. If I was a woman, I would want to get paid off that.
Well, yeah, we're not talking about not getting paid.
Yeah, no, that's like a million. Give me $1 million.
Right.
For that.
Okay, but they're trying to make these pussies as accurate as possible, right?
I don't know the technical aspects, but that's interesting to think about.
Well, because here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
If they're trying to make them anatomically accurate to the porn star's pussy.
Yeah, to the exact mold.
Are we going to...
As far as like the...
those girls
if it's dilated
fucked.
Or
right.
if it's... Yeah.
Right.
If I was the company, I would make them a little tighter.
Make them a little tighter.
Yeah, just because when you're buying it like that, I mean, the wear and tear.
You don't want to get it all wrecked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't want to get it all filled with cum already.
Yeah, and that's interesting you'd bring that up because when you're using something like that, it's not while you're in it because you're in the moment and you're in your zone. It's after the fact, the remorse and the guilt.
Of course, because can I tell you what
you feel like a complete loser. Like, you already feel bad. Look,
yeah, have you ever had
look how she's tuning out.
Have you ever had somebody knock on your...
I look over at my intern. She's literally just staring at the ground like... She's like, dude, thank God it's the holidays. She's like, Steve, we've been down this road. How many times are you
going
to
bring
it up?
How many times are we going
to
talk
about
it?
But it's interesting to me, man, because I want to know.
It's really interesting.
Because my viewers, a lot of my listeners, they might be single dudes.
I'm sure most of them actually are.
They might be. Well, you know what's weird?
You have an intel audience vibe.
To get timestamp that for real. You cross the line there, my friend. That's where you cross the line. Really, so you get the exact time and second, please. Thank you. How dare
have
you?
Have you ever had?
How dare you? But that's so weird because I was looking at my analytics. No, I was tripping. Dude, guess how much, like, male versus female, the ratio.
You have one woman that listens. No,
pretty close.
You have a half of a woman.
No, but let's break down the percentage.
Yeah.
It's like 97% male.
So unsurprising.
Timestamp that too. This is unacceptable, my friend. No, I'm so sorry. You know, do you believe I have a girlfriend? It's a miracle, dude.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, dude. Don't make a joke out of that.
I am not going to make a joke out of that.
Let it process.
It's interesting.
Sit with it.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Does she live?
Is she, does she live in the closet? Oh my God. She no, we're doing a long distance thing.
You're doing a long distance thing.
I love her, man.
That's great.
Yeah.
Where does she live?
East Coast, Pennsylvania.
That's long distance.
Yeah, good for you.
But
I love her. Shout out to her.
Shout out to her.
Second red flag. So that would be a red flag, a torso or something like
some
that.
Or a butt.
Oh, a butt or a torso. Okay, butt that's a red flag. Yeah. All right. What else would be? What, hygiene, smells, or anything?
You know what? Red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they don't floss, you gotta floss.
You do.
You do.
Can I just show my?
You do it right now.
Because I dip, but this is what I...
Yeah, those are good.
So these are good. I'm not sponsored. This is not
You're not sponsored. Okay.
Yeah, but I like doing this because they're like mini flossing things.
Yeah. Those are good.
There's something satisfying about flossing, right? Because you get all the...
Now, can I ask a question? I think I'm the only person I've ever met who does this.
Do you ever
smell the floss after you floss?
Well, that's the whole reason why I do it.
I smell the floss all the time.
I love the funk.
It smells so bad. It smells so bad.
You know what? Thanks for your honesty. Yeah. I like your honesty.
Yeah. Radical honesty.
Now, when you do it like a floss thing, a session of it, do you kind of swipe it and then...
No, I don't do that. I'm not a monster.
What?
Not a total monster. No.
No, but do you let, because it's plaque build up and crunk?
No, I don't wipe it off with my finger and smell it.
I don't either. I don't either. Okay. So what, it smell? How would you describe the smell? It's not pooey, though, is it?
It's not pooey.
It's something else,
it's
isn't it?
It's more rotten. There's a smell. There's a difference between poo and rotten.
Yeah. So it's more like kind of funky.
Yeah.
It's like a funky...
It's like a leftover...
More like rotting cheese.
Rotting cheese
is
good.
Something like that.
Did you ever get... Do you have your tonsils?
I think so.
Did you ever get their...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Removed? Do you?
No.
Yeah, so you probably have them then.
Tonsils.
No, your tonsils. Yeah.
Can I tell you, can I confess something else that I do as far as since we're on smells? And
please,
I love talking about smells.
Yeah.
My toenail.
Do you smell it?
Yeah. It's just... You haven't done that?
I have done that.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time
it's
admitting
like Cheetos.
That.
Isn't it like Cheetos?
It's interesting. I wouldn't say maybe Cheetos.
Cheetos. For me, it's Cheetos. Yeah, like rotting Cheetos. But anyway, so that'd be the second red flag. We'll get on the third red flag, then move on to... I want to get to your comedy.
There's something so satisfying, though, about scraping out your toenails. We'll just say that.
Well, what's so satisfying with you?
It's just satisfying. It's fun to scrape it out.
So do you clip them first and then do you scrape and smell? No. I'm the only one that really scrapes it and does this.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm having fun with you, buddy. the third red flag would be, what about bad breath?
Yeah, I mean that comes along with not flossing.
But what about frugalness? Let's say he was a good guy. And you know he has money. I'm going to throw a little scenario at you, okay? He's got money. He has a good career, but then he doesn't pay for, like, it's always Dutch.
Unattractive.
That's just signs of frugalness is a turnoff, isn't it?
Well, I feel like incels are going to get really mad at that.
No. I want you to be honest, though. I am.
And I am honestly saying the incels get mad at that because they think, well, why do men have to pay for the whole thing? Why can't the women then, too, if you guys are feminists? And it's like, well, come on, fucking get it together.
Well,
I'm a feminist,
like,
but not that much, you know?
We're chivalry. I mean, it's... Yeah. I mean, that's... I mean, throughout history,
if we're the ones that have to get fucked, then you have to pay for dinner.
I mean, let's take it, like, as far as biology, as far as survivalist mode. It's like the men had to go get the food and hunt, and the women had to gather stuff and
bear
the children.
Yeah,
and it's like, it's kind of like going back to that.
Yeah.
And it's like, where's that? Where's the silver? I mean, it doesn't take much to open up a car door.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
That would be a little much.
Well,
if I went on a date with a guy and before he opened up, if we left dinner And then he ran to my side of the door and opened it for me.
No,
and
what about the inside? He opens it from the inside and flings it open.
Oh, so he's already sitting down.
He's sitting down and he opens it for you. So it's different if he gets up, physically gets up, walks around to your side.
Those
the
feel like two
side.
Different things. The first one feels like too much, and then the other one is like too weird. Mm. The other one's kind of like a fuck you if they just, you know.
No, can I? And I want you to be honest. I'm going to ask you a question. I just want your honesty. Now, do you think if the man is too giving, as far as just your typical relationship, that women could take advantage of that?
Yeah.
Like all the time, right?
Yeah, I've done that.
give me a scenario.
You know, I
like what, like steak dinners. Like if you know,
I order another steak.
You've done that?
No, I haven't done that.
No, but you've ordered dessert.
Oh yeah,
that's like a given.
You give an inch, I'm gonna take a few.
So give me a scenario. I like your honesty. Give me a scenario of when you did that.
Okay, recently.
Do you want to? We don't have to say the name, but just is it a date?
No.
It wasn't a date.
No, so my ex, he's my ex, love him.
Yeah,
he's
we're not
my,
saying any names.
He's my close friend.
Yeah.
But I lost my debit card, and I didn't...
For real?
I lost my debit card for real.
Your bank debit card?
My bank debit card.
Oh, so that's a problem.
Yeah, and I didn't have... And I was, unfortunately, the past, like, 2 week, didn't have any money. So I had all this money in my Venmo account, but it couldn't transfer to my debit. There's a whole thing.
It was a whole technical thing.
And
this is, when did you realize this? On the date?
No, I'm not on a date.
You're not on a
date? No.
Oh,
not
okay,
on a date.
Okay, sorry.
No. So you're getting this all mixed
up. Okay, sorry. I thought it was a date.
No, it's not a date.
It was just a relationship situation.
So, okay, so I lose my card, right? Mm-hmm. Don't have any access to money. Mm-hmm. So I hit up my very long ago ex, who I'm still friends with, and I said, hey, can I borrow your credit card so I can fill up my gas tank, get some cat food? He's like, he's English. He goes, yeah, of course you can do that.
And I was like,
okay, great.
Oh, cool, cool.
So I take his card and he's like, you can get a couple things for yourself if you need to. And I was like, well, now I have to go get $100 worth of groceries and buy a rug
at
Target.
He physically gave you his card.
I have it on me.
Right now.
So you give an inch, I'm going to take
$300
to buy groceries.
That?
And he did.
What a good...
And I'm gonna pay him back, but it's he was like, you can get a couple things, and I said, well, I guess see you at Target.
Now,
living room needs a new
rug. Do you think he's an exception to the rule, or do a lot of men kind of do that?
I think he's an exception to the rule. I don't think a lot of men.
Because don't you think a lot of men would be like, oh, I don't know about that.
For sure, yeah. I don't think
right?
That's why. Yeah.
So does that?
But that's an example
does
of taking an inch.
Does he get points for that? I'm just saying, does he get points
for
that?
Yeah, he gets points for that.
So that means if he's in a situation one time, let's say he runs out of gas, that means you'll get him?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I got married to him so he could get his green card. So at the end of the day,
That changes it.
Yeah.
A lot.
It does.
That's a huge factor.
There it is.
Huge.
Yeah.
So there you go, man. I mean, citizenship, brother. You know what I mean?
So you kind of
are. She did her part.
Big time.
There's a lot of other women that wouldn't have done that, but she stepped up.
I did it.
And did that, brother. You know?
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Give me an update. Wait, before we go to the comedy, because I know we've always talked about the comedy. We're going to talk about the comedy.
We don't have to talk about comedy
either.
No,
but I want to talk about it, because people might not know. You do art.
Yeah.
You paint and draw. So, like, tell me about that process. And, I mean, how do people get a hold of you? Like, what's your, like, what do you get inspiration from?
Art-wise?
Yeah, like, I notice you just kind of do your own thing.
I do my own thing. Yeah. I don't know. I pay attention to artists that I like. Mm-hmm. Look at what they are doing. And
would you possibly want to... I know you're completely, like, devoted to comedy. You have to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to kind of... It's such a competitive thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was an opportunity to kind of enter into the art ethos, I mean, would you kind of dabble in that
as well? Yeah, I would love to.
I mean, because that... I mean, if you get known,
like,
dude...
But with each of those things, they both take, like, 100%
of your...
So it's like...
Yeah, but in different ways. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
So do you... Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you write every night?
Absolutely the fuck not.
There you go.
I don't do that ever.
I mean, you're a human, right? How could you do that? You're not a joke writing machine.
I don't
right?
sit around writing
but
jokes.
But what I'm saying, dude, when you're not doing that on the downtime, that's when you could do your art,
that's
right?
That's what I'm doing. I'm always
that's
working on art.
That's what I'm saying. So there's room for both, right?
There is room for both. So that's why I do both.
But that's
yeah.
the thing. With art, once it's done, that's done. It's all ready. If you want to get your own gallery show, it's just like the hookups. Yeah. Who you know? Do you know this art?
It's true.
Gallery owner or this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I just hate my art too. I look back on things that I do and I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, but everyone hates their art.
Yeah, but
everyone hates it. I mean, we're overcritical.
I know. I get embarrassed. I look back at the shit I posted and I'm like,
no,
that was good. That's embarrassing.
Someone might want that in their kitchen and in their near the dining room table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what are you saying? So are you saying that you need to elite pick one in order to like make it or something?
I think that like if I really dedicated myself to like art, mm-hmm. I would lean further away from comedy.
Can I give you an example that might combat that though?
Yeah.
Kevin Christie.
Who's that?
Comedian from the Comedy Store. He's opened up for my brother. He's a regular at the Comedy Store. He's successful in both, man. Like, he's done graphics on that toy machine for toy machine skateboards. And he shows up to his sets. He's open.
That's great.
Yeah, so you could do, I'm saying it's possible to do both.
Yeah, I guess I'm right? thinking of I it mean, in a different, I'm thinking, yeah. No, it is possible.
You just got to open your mind to it as a possibility. Like, you know, it's because it's all in here.
It is all in here.
It's all in here. Yeah. And we know that from our addiction and everything. A lot of it's stemmed from up here. So if people, I could tell you don't like talking. You don't like talking about your own
I hate it.
I can just tell your energy it. Just went, ooh. I mean, we're talking about Pringles.
I'd rather talk about you fucking a Pringles
like
can.
Like yeah. your eyes are like this no, when see, we talk about stuff. Talking about Fifi's. You got your because, eyes dude, got I this like big. You're like, oh, yeah. What else?
Yes, I have imposter syndrome when it comes to art.
It's like,
I'm like,
it's unbelievable.
I don't because I don't really think I'm a real artist.
No,
so
but
I have
you
imposter
are, though,
syndrome.
Do you do art? I mean, is it on your is it on
yeah,
canvases?
But I look
do you
at
enjoy
other people.
Doing it? Are there colors in it?
Yeah,
is there form? Is there form and technique involved?
Yeah.
Then you're an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna get off this topic. I want them, the viewers and listeners, to know if take yourself out of the equation.
Yeah,
because I'm putting it on them.
Yeah,
if they want to buy one of your paintings, how do they go about doing that? That's
so
all.
I do have a website.
Thank you.
I have a website.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I
wanted to get to this point.
I advertise everything on my Instagram right now. My big thing right now, I just got an airbrushing machine, so I'm learning how to airbrush T-shirts.
Dope,
I know
dude,
it's sick.
That's like '90s dope. Yeah.
So dope.
Your stuff reminds me of nostalgia, kind of like old school '90s.
That's
what
I'm
what
trying
saying?
To tap into. Yeah. So I got an airbrushing machine because I love airbrush clothes. So I really want to learn how to do this like '90s style of shit.
Like even East LA, kind of like Chola vibe.
That's
fucking,
what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's what I'm saying. There's a market for that, dude. Yeah. We're in Los Angeles. Say your website again. I really want to plug it. I really want to push it.
My website, I think, is... I don't know the name of it, but you can go on my Instagram, and it's linked on there. And my Instagram is Gabby Lammy.
Spell that out.
GABBYLAMBY. And okay. All of my shit is on there.
So that wasn't so hard, was it?
It was.
It was?
It was hard.
Okay, because the reason why I'm bringing that up, because I've had so many comedians come on, and like I always... catch myself asking the same questions like, when's your special dropping?
Yeah.
What's your process like? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what's it like bombing? And what are, you know, like, I've asked all those, and I think we've pretty much covered that.
We've
last
talked
time.
About that too.
Yeah, but since you don't want to talk about your art anymore, and we already plugged that, right? Can we at least talk about like where are you at right now? It seems like you're very active doing your comedy stuff.
I am. I've been on the road a lot, which is nice.
That's great.
I've been opening for Felipe Esparza, which is cool.
Really? That dude kicks ass.
Yeah, I love Felipe.
Can we give him a shout out?
Yeah, big shout out to Felipe.
Yeah, Felipe. And then how did that connection happen?
He saw me on Laugh Factory and he just plucked me out of there.
That dude's dope.
Yeah, Felipe's sick. He's
he's
very
sick.
Funny.
He's
very,
very
funny.
And not only that, he's got kind of like a East LA kind of like
big
laid
time.
Back vibe
yeah.
to him too, you
he's
know, like,
from UCLA.
Like stoner vibe too.
Yeah.
Kind of like, yeah. So he saw your set and how does that work? Does he email you or does he come up to you after the show? Like, hey, I like your stuff.
I didn't meet he saw me on Laugh Factory, followed me on Instagram And it was right before the pandemic. You reached out and said, would you want to, you know, work with me on the Netflix as a Joke Festival? And I was like, I don't know what that even is.
Not a big deal.
And they said, we'll pay you, you know, I think like $500. And when I tell you, my jaw hit the floor because I had never been paid more than $4 for a set. And I was like, $500?
You've been in the trenches. You've paid your dues. I mean,
you've been.
The Oceanside shows, San Diego shows.
Which
at
I was there
bar,
last week
at
and
that
they were horrible.
Bar, at this dive bar, at that. Yeah, Harper said, she said it was difficult. Like, there was hecklers. By the time
horrible.
She did her set, she was, like, trying to navigate through that.
Yeah.
How do y'all deal with that? Like when that happens.
I don't fucking know. I don't even know. I get mad. I shut down, and then I say,
"So
go
you
fuck
shut
yourselves.
Down."
I shut down. I'm not good at dealing with hecklers. Because
there's certain
good.
Comedians that their crowd work radar like sets off
no.
and like, oh hey, blah blah blah. Yeah, you're not one of those.
I shut down.
So are you more? You stick to the script. You stick to your material. And if someone kind of intervenes,
I get mad. I say, "What the fuck? You come on!" Or I do it.
But you interact.
I interact with people all the time.
You acknowledge it.
Yes.
That's the worst thing to do, right? Not acknowledge it.
I see. I don't know. I'm figuring that out because some people just plow through it and it seems to be okay. But then
really?
I acknowledge it too much, and then they get too excited, then they start interacting with you too much, and you're like, "Okay, relax. This isn't about you."
Right. And is that more common than people think?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
You know what? I have to give it up to y'all. People think stand-up is like, anyone can do that, but it's difficult.
People don't. That's what, you know.
It's very difficult, isn't it?
And the thing about incels. Because
I've done that. I've done, you know, I've done shows, you know, I've done, like, I've opened for Jeremiah, like, little guest spots.
Yeah.
I've bombed at the Lab. It was painful.
You bomb. Everybody bombs at the Lab.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but mine was pretty, they hated me.
I've bombed there really badly, it's okay.
No, they hated me.
Yeah.
And
did they try to fight you?
No, one, and it was an Asian man up front said, because I was talking about, back then I was talking, like I had like micro dick jokes, or typical, whatever.
Typical, yeah.
And then, he goes, good luck with that. And I didn't acknowledge. I just walked away. And it made it much worse because I didn't confront my abuser.
He's telling you.
He basically was just clowning me, like, good luck with that.
It was your abuser.
And I was just, and then I just remember just sweat just building up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you shut down.
And then at that point, it was horrible.
Yeah.
It just went downhill.
Oh, yeah.
Anything I said, boo, boo, boo.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was
and
like
your abuser's getting
more and more.
It was
like,
more
it was like a Twilight Zone. Now, it made me feel good that you said, so that's a very common place for people to bomb.
Everybody bombs there.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's the worst room in the entire world. I don't know. There's something haunted about that room.
Is it the people that it attracts or the way it's set up?
I think it's the way it's set up. I don't know. There's something about it that's just so bad.
It's bad, isn't it?
So for anybody who's thinking about going to the Improv Lab, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't fucking do it.
So what was your experience like? I just wanted to know.
I don't know. I've bombed there hundreds of times.
Like, what's your definition of bombing, though? Because mine, I got nothing.
You want to know what it is? It's
this. They hated me.
So this is, okay, so this is... This right now is what bombing is. I'm going to be an audience member.
Okay. Oh, my God. And then you're saying your jokes. Hey,
I'm saying my jokes. And then I'm saying my jokes. And then there's somebody in the front like this.
Oh, my God. They're
on their phone.
They're not. Let me ask you this. They're not reacting to anything.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Humiliating. And I'm up there. Acting out how to suck dick. And can you imagine doing that?
And you're committing to your joke.
Committing to my bit. And I'm going in and people are just
in.
Like...
Because you're funny. You do physical funny shit, man.
A lot
I
of
like
physical
stuff, man.
Yeah.
So it's not you. It's the environment then.
Well, it's also probably me.
Now, does it take... I love your honesty. Now, does it take a certain personality or thick skin to do this comedy thing?
To act out sucking dick?
Because you guys are on stage and you're vulnerable and you're like, hey, look at me, listen to
my
words.
I think it's mental illness. I don't know if normal
there's something,
people...
There's some very, like, hurt... there's not, like, a lot of healthy things going on up there.
I would agree with that.
Because a healthy person wouldn't be like, hey, I'm going to go on this stage in front of these strange people... And I want you to clap and accept. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're a dancing clown.
It's like you're a jester. Yeah.
You're saying, everybody, please just for 1 second, love me.
So what are you saying? So
you're sick.
So you keep going. You like the abuse that, like,
you could say I do.
The comedians like the abuse. So I'm just like I'm not trying to psychoanalyze. I'm just trying to work.
No,
through
please,
it
it's okay. You can.
But so in a way, since it's so painful and so painful. Destructive.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of neglect.
Yes.
And
a lot of neglect.
Yeah. There's abuse. You know what I mean. You're trying to get their affirmation.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's why so many people
their
don't stand
approval.
Up.
You're trying to get their approval. Yeah. And when that doesn't happen and they don't approve of you, you continuously go on
and
stage every night.
And it validates what a piece of shit you really believe you are.
So there's something there, don't you think?
I would think.
If they're like, let's say there's therapists in the crowd and they're analyzing just the whole dynamic with the crowd and the comic or the whatever. They could definitely do a synopsis of they would.
I would think. I mean, I had a therapist in the front the other night at a show, and it was
like an actual therapist.
She was an actual therapist, and I said, "What do you think of this?"
And then you're doing crowd work with her.
Yeah. And she goes, "I don't take insurance." And I said, "Well, I guess we're not going to work together, are we?"
Pretty funny. Yeah. So Let's turn it more positive far as like comedy.
Yeah.
Are you working on a special or like what are your goals for 2023? Because this is going to drop probably at the beginning of 2023.
Really?
This episode, yeah, because I'm ahead on schedule.
Nice.
Let's do some positive affirmations. Let's do some.
I'm so bad.
New Year's resolutions on like what we could both. Let's keep it turn it positive.
It would be nice to. I don't have anything in the works as far as shooting a special. It would be nice to like actually record 20, 30 minutes and get that out there.
Okay, and that's possible, isn't it?
I feel like it is.
Can what's his name, the producer of Tea Time podcast?
He does. He talks about it all the time. He says, I can shoot that for you.
So he could do that. He could edit it, right?
Yeah.
And what else needs to happen? Finding a location to where to shoot it?
Yeah. You know, here's the thing now with like TikTok and social media. I mean, comics are all posting their fucking clips and going viral and da 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 da.
Yeah, but Jeremiah brought that up too. A lot of these comedians, they're kind of like kind of new to the game.
Yeah.
And they're only like they're editing, they're not really capturing their real show. It's like just like 30 seconds of a thing to make them look like even without crowd reaction, like where they're in their apartment and they make it look like they're at
He talked about that guy.
No, off camera. He's like, there's certain, he didn't say any names, but he said
there's
a renaissance of this happening where these comedians, like, not even at real shows, they're like literally in their apartment and they're editing it to where it looks like there's a real crowd.
Yeah, you put up a curtain behind you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And you add laugh track, you zoom in tight on you.
It's like that movie, that old Martin Scorsese movie, The King of Comedy with Robert De Niro, you know? Rupert Pumpkin, you know, he's like that type of thing.
Never seen it.
Well, you should check it out. It's about he has in his apartment in his mom's basement, there's like wallpaper of crowd, like audience members of wallpaper. Like,
and
he's performing in front of like just alone. But they're like, it's a wallpaper filled with people that just like people's faces.
That sounds like a fucking fever
it's a
dream.
Cool movie. It's a cool movie. You should check it out.
Yeah.
The King of Comedy. Yeah. I think it's from the 70s or 80s. But anyway, so what do you think about that? Like, that's kind
I think
of like,
it, honestly,
that's like kind of being false, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, I think it also like ruins what comedy really is.
Because that's not it. It's the vulnerable moments where you're not doing too good. And you have to get them back on your side.
But I also think people are like really capitalizing on these like 30 second clips and they're
to go viral.
To go viral. It's all about going viral now. And it's so you see it all the time. People who aren't even like really, you know, comedy is about paying your fucking dues. Or maybe I sound like an old grandma saying that, but I do feel like it is kind of about paying your dues. And then you have people.
It kind of is. And not only that, but the thing is, you get respect from your colleagues, though, because they know that you do the real shows.
But you don't have to do that anymore with TikTok. You just go viral and all of a sudden everybody's like, whoa.
But you know the downside about that? Okay, let's play that out.
Yeah.
They go viral, right?
Yeah, you show up to
this
a show.
This person's performing at the Irvine Improv and all the TikTok fans show up.
Mm-hmm.
What about the 30 minutes more you have to do on stage?
And that's the issue.
That's what I'm saying. And it's kind of like a false sense of like reality.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. And isn't that social media?
Why do people like, oh God, time flew by, but one last question, a couple more. Why do you think people put such an emphasis on going viral?
Because that's what we do. Because it's but currency. Because it's social currency now. It's more important than anything.
But what does it really do? It doesn't fix you. It doesn't really do anything.
But don't you think that social media has kind of made us all narcissists? It's just like self-obsession and needing to be validated.
I think everyone on there put themselves out there, mm-hmm. they have a little bit of narcissism.
Yeah.
Some
worse than others.
But I think that, but we know it's an inside job, like what we do.
But most people don't know that.
I know, but I'm going back to our thing.
Yeah.
Since we're addicts and we're trying to live by these principles and follow these things in all of our affairs, mm-hmm. we know that it's not, these outside things won't fix you, so you have to do something internally.
Right.
Because I've had, me and shout out to Joe Jimenez. He was on.
Love him.
Yeah, Joel, we did a thing on a podcast and it went viral. It went viral, right? 1.8 million, like something. And
wow, really?
We're talking on his dick, like, because he's got a thick dick.
Oh, I think I saw that clip. It was really funny.
Yeah, yeah. But my point being, we didn't.
Joel has a thick dick.
I mean, look at your rock star can.
No. You're lying.
No. I saw
it. Have you seen it?
With my own eyes, yeah.
Thick?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Good for you, Joel.
Nice. Is it long?
It's pretty long.
So he's a big dick?
It's thick.
Okay, so
it's.
Are we talking chode?
What does that mean? We might have to edit this.
Short, thick?
No, it's a pretty good, like, I was surprised. It was like, whoa.
Nice.
Yeah. Now you're back in the conversation. You're like, really? Chode?
So you remember at the beginning of the thing where you said, I only know two keys.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's with me and what I think about. I think about two things and talk about only two things, really. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what interests you is like
what? Okay, where have my eyes fucking opened wider than sin? It's when we were talking about you jacking off with a glove.
Yeah, that
and then Joel's thick dick.
That interests you.
These are the things that I fixate on. I'm like, whoa, now that's where the meat is.
Why is it? Because it's just a human thing. Because everyone, it's a human.
Yeah,
it's in our biology.
Maybe or I'm immature. Maybe I don't know.
No, I don't think that's it. I just think that look. I mean,
that's the stuff that fascinates me.
But it fascinates me too because I know if I didn't have that outlet, I mean, I could be. You know, because
what else are we gonna talk about? Wall Street? I don't know.
No, well, yeah, exactly. I don't know about stocks.
My
or
art,
anything.
Boring. Yeah. Come on,
not to me though, and not
See,
to
and
them.
That's sweet.
And not to them.
And not to them.
And not to them.
See, to me, it's so. I'm like, who gives a fuck about my art?
All right, so since we threw Joel, you know, good for you, Joel, man.
Joel, congrats on your huge, thick dick.
God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Yeah.
Does it matter? Does size matter?
You know, I'm not a size queen, but I think that girth is nicer than a thin. Like, I'm sorry to make any
insults mad. You could say like a Slim Jim.
Yeah, because I've had relations with men with long, thin ones.
Like how skinny?
Like skinny.
Like a Slim Jim?
Like, well, not like, actually, yeah. Like a Slim Jim. I've had experience with a Slim Jim.
Yeah. And so that's just, there's nothing, that doesn't do anything.
Couldn't have run out that door faster.
Now, would.
I still sucked him off because I'm a lady.
A Slim
but
Jim.
But after that.
And it was like a little beef jerky stick. Now, what if it was short but a lot of girth?
Better.
It feels like. 2 inches, but a lot of girth.
Weird. So that would feel like a plug, wouldn't it? Some kind of.
Right. So, plug. So the length doesn't matter as much as the girth, then.
You could have a medium-sized penis that's girthy, and that's nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe even a little bit, but you could have very average and
very average, but with a little girth.
Yeah,
you need
better.
The girth.
I think so.
Now, what if a person, because it's biological, like how do like, what if there's a guy out there and you know they want more girth? Like, how do we? Are there
Botox,
like
filler?
There's filler that you could put stuff in there to make
Not that I know of, but I'm going to throw that out there. Yeah. If I can put it in my lips, you can probably put it in your
Circumcised or uncircumcised?
Doesn't matter.
So that doesn't matter.
No.
It's just the meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes.
What if everything's fine with the penis itself?
Yeah, yeah.
But what if the nutsack's a little swampy?
That's okay. Swampy?
Yeah, a little, like, kind of with the funky smell.
Yeah.
Dry.
Dry?
Yeah, dry. Is that an issue, or?
It's, you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's one of those things we'll have to figure out in the moment.
Yeah.
Depends on the kind of, if he's a guy with a nasty personality and swampy balls, no.
Yeah.
But maybe he's got a great personality. But look past it.
Let's say he's not aware of it. Would you throw? Because I have CeraVe V, and I love it.
Great lotion.
Yeah, it's great lotion. Isn't it?
It is.
Can you throw that in as far as like would you present that to him? Like, hey, babe, there's the thing that could kind of moisturize down there. CeraVe.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Without, like, how would you tell him without hurting his feelings?
Well, see, now that's where I don't know, because I'm not very good at. You know,
you're a straight shooter. You just shoot from the hip.
That's
this is how it is. A spade is a spade.
It's spades a spade.
Yeah, yeah. So that go
but
ahead.
I don't know how to be nice. What do you say? I'm gonna say, hey, guess what?
Just get your stuff together. Get it together.
Listen, I've had men tell me that my coochie smells, and
no, really,
yeah.
A man has said that.
Yeah, well, I had a lot of BV at the time, bacterial vaginosis. For those of you who don't
but
know,
but there's stuff for that over the counter.
There is, but I wasn't aware. And
no, but there's things you can
do. There are things you can do.
Yeah, Monistat.
So I'm glad they told me. So then I was like, oh, okay. I didn't realize that my pussy wasn't supposed to smell like it was rotting. I thought that was just a thing.
Yeah, but that's a human thing. You're not, you know
but
what
I'm
mean?
But what I'm saying is that I'm glad that it was brought to my attention in a way that was like, hey, bitch, get your pussy checked.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's probably what I would say. I'd say, hey,
so women
hey,
are
swampy.
Sensitive with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very sensitive.
They are.
Yeah.
Like, as far as just, like, the details of that or, like, just the smell of it, like, the hygiene of it.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah. What about the feels fit. Yeah.
Absolutely. Throws off your pH.
So.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So that affect that your diet affects what is going on.
100%. But, well, it's also with men in your cum. You're lucky because what you guys eat doesn't make your dick smell bad, but it does make your cum taste horrific.
It does.
Yeah. So those Pringles probably aren't doing you much good. Those Pringles and rock stars.
Hey, you know what?
Stinky.
There's worse things in life. Okay.
And that's true.
All right. We made it. We made an hour. Did we make an hour? 54? No. Wait, Liz, I want to make six more minutes.
No, let's do six more minutes.
Let's talk about, let's really plug your art again.
I love art.
You, hold up. I got a couple things. So do you use paintbrushes, the acrylic paint? Like
I use acrylic paint.
Okay, let's
but
go
I got
on.
My
Come
airbrushing
on.
Machine.
Yeah.
Right?
How did you, what made you want to get that? That's interesting. Like, aren't those hard to obtain now?
They are hard.
How'd you find yours, the airbrush machine?
Went on Amazon.
Yeah?
I typed in airbrush machine.
And is that different than spray paint? Like,
sure
yeah,
is.
It's a whole different medium, isn't
whole
it?
Whole different thing.
And so are you self-taught? Or are you teaching yourself?
Well, I did it for the first time yesterday, so I guess self-taught.
Self-taught. And I'm sure there's, like, YouTube videos where you can look
there
up.
Sure are. There are YouTube videos. I have a hard time with that stuff, though. I really learn better from, like, one-on-one. I need somebody to kind of, you know, work with me so I can ask questions. I get really confused really fast.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of little parts with an airbrush machine. And I don't really, it's like a tattoo machine. There's a lot of, like, you have to figure out.
I mean, by the way, since you brought that up, you have some great art on you.
Thank you so much.
Like, what's the most painful area to get tattooed?
My legs were horrible.
Like, what part of your leg?
This was horrific. The shin? Horrible.
It's horrible. It's worse than your arms. And
the inside of my arm was pretty horrific.
Like, let me see the like.
This
how
was.
Many
this
pieces,
was.
How many
no
pieces
way.
Do you have? Like, and are these all different artists?
Yes. This was the worst one on my arm. This was horrible.
That hurt right here.
Horrible. And really? It's also very thick. It was a very thick.
Oh,
needle.
What about this part?
Oh, not so bad. These ones weren't so bad.
Like right here.
Yeah, not so bad. This.
What
horrible.
About? I would guess the neck.
Not
be-
bad at all.
Cause, dude, the neck. I think that's the choice one to get next for me.
It's not bad.
Like a neck, dude. That looks sick.
Yeah,
like,
the neck was okay.
What about the butterfly in the on your throat?
Could have fallen asleep.
What? Yeah. Can I take a look?
Yeah, But also, these are fine lines. So it's not, traditional tattoos are very, they're more painful.
Yeah.
They're really digging in.
Too?
Yeah, I've got one
did
here.
Did that hurt?
No, that doesn't hurt so much.
Okay, and then how many, do you have any on your back?
Yeah, I just got a big one on my back. The back is very painful.
So how do we, can we shout out any of these tattoo artists?
Like, oh my God, yeah, I go to
like,
some.
Like, where are you getting your work done? Like,
okay, Mario Aguilar, love him. Mario Aguilar
is
done.
Is he well known?
He's at LA Cat? He is. He's at Midtown Tattoo. I love him. He did my neck. He did my hand, the butterfly.
And how do you find these people? Do they reach out to you?
No. I just, I found, honestly, my ex-boyfriend put me on with a lot of really good tattoo artists. And through them. Yeah.
That doesn't hurt there?
No, that wasn't so bad.
That didn't hurt. That stuff didn't hurt.
Not so bad. Okay. Yeah, Mario Aguilar, Midtown Tattoo. He's amazing. Same with...
The shading on that's really good, too. This one?
This one, I got...
They're great. Look at the details in that.
Thank
Who
you
did
so
this
much.
One?
I forgot his name.
Okay.
I forgot his name.
So all these are all
these
different.
These are all
tattoos.
Different. Jose Martinez, I think
that
is his name.
Nice too,
this one's been by a famous guy, Burt Crack in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you link up?
He's my cousin's tattoo artist. And my cousin was like, let's go to my guy. I didn't know who he was.
What's the dollar value on all this art that you have on?
Honestly, on my entire body.
Yeah, just think about it.
My body, I would say, is probably worth $15,000-$25,000.
Damn.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of tattoos.
So this is a famous tattoo.
Well, cause, okay, maybe, or I could be completely off though too. I mean, each one, we're talking $200 to $600, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are $1,000.
How much was this one?
I don't remember.
Okay. Don't you get homie deals like donation based?
No.
It's never like that.
No, and you know, I don't expect that from the tattoo artists. It's
yeah, because they make a living too.
Yeah, and okay. Also, you know, it's a skill. They're very, I'm like, I'll pay whatever, you know.
Yeah, and then so you seek them out then?
Yes.
And you find them on Instagram or TikTok?
Yes, Instagram.
And then you DM them, hey, I like your
yeah,
art.
Yeah, hey, oh, you have an opening? Let me come, or you call the tattoo
God,
shop and say.
They must make bank.
So much money. I mean, if you're charging $300 to $400 a tattoo and you're tattooing... four people a day.
How long do you think it would be good to be a decent tattoo artist?
Depends on the skill level, I think. It depends on the artist themselves. I think some people get better quicker, just mm-hmm. if they're, you know, a more talented mm-hmm. artist. But I think to be a really good... It's like anything. What, you put in 7, 10
yeah.
years, you probably start being really
I've
good.
I've heard horror stories as far as, like, the first year you're an intern and
yeah.
you have to get coffee and take out the... you can't
yeah.
even touch the tattoo.
Yeah,
gun.
You can't do any of that.
It's like kind of like a dojo or something. It's like,
yeah.
you're like, you know...
They're kind of teaching themselves at home on their own machines.
Yeah, or they're practicing on fruit or
that
something.
That
kind
of shit,
yeah.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff. No, I'm just... Yeah, I've always noticed, like, oh, she's got some cool tattoos. And then are both your legs covered? Like, which one's that? Is that
okay, love him. This is Jose. He did my face.
Yeah, the lettering is dope. On
he's
that.
So dope. It's my cat's name, Pablo.
Yeah.
He's very dope.
And that hurt too. Well, what part? The shin hurts.
This
right
here. This was horrible. This
was
the worst.
Horrible.
This was horrible. Yeah. Horrible.
Okay. That's cool. So that wasn't too hard, right? I mean, as far as we kind of breezed by the comedy thing.
We
I want to talk
did.
More about the comedy.
We can talk more about comedy.
So when are you? So right now, do you have future show? Like, let's start plug.
Honestly,
things,
right
know?
Now, no, because the holidays, everything's fucking dead. And Felipe doesn't give me my dates until like a week before he takes me on the road. So I won't know if I have dates with him for a little while.
And how much time do you get to do when you open for Felipe?
15.
Yeah, 15.
So I'm doing 15 usually on the road with
15.
Him.
15.
Yeah.
That's you've gone pretty far. That I mean
that's nice, yeah.
That takes a lot of time to get that. I mean, this is like proven material that you know works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
To get a strong 15, yeah.
How long does that take? I mean, for someone might be as far as comedian.
For my
here.
Set now, I mean, my set now is I've been working on for like a year or two.
And then you've been workshopping.
Right. Yeah. It takes years to like really get shit good.
So what's your goal? What's your end goal in this comedy thing or the art thing? Like, where do you want? Where do you see yourself? Like, what's
now? That question gives me so much anxiety.
I'm sorry.
Because I don't, you know, I
but,
don't.
But we'll
even
make you
really...
happy. We'll make you happy.
Oh God, I'm making money. But that's not the way.
But yeah,
to look
I think you're already doing the right things to get there.
I hope so, because right now I have $20.
Oh man, but okay, so how
and my ex's credit card.
So buy the art right now on
a
website.
Buy the art. Come to a
how
show.
How much is a piece?
Honestly, I mean, people think that you know, you for shirts and shit, I charge like $100. which is not very much, to be honest. But people don't have $100 to spend on t-shirts. But I'm like,
can you negotiate?
I kind of don't want to go left. It depends on if I have like a, if it's a small shirt.
But they're customized.
They're custom. It takes me a lot of time. And you got to think, if I'm paying myself minimum wage, which is like, what, $14 an hour? And it takes me 6 hours to work on a piece.
Right.
It's
buy a shirt, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm saying. Support. She's an artist, comedian.
Yeah.
Can we plug all your stuff now? The website again, where they can get your art, website, your Instagram,
which
your TikTok.
I don't know the name of, but my Instagram. It's all on my social media. Gabby Lamby, GABBYLAMBY. That's my Instagram and TikTok handle. I do not have Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that out.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, fucking see you later on that bullshit.
Spell out the Gabby Lamby part, like, because it's kind of wordy there.
GABB.
Slow.
Oh, okay. G. A. B. B. Y. L. A. M. B. Y.
Gabby Lamby. So thanks again for tuning in for another episode. That was easy, right? It's done.
Yeah, that was. Why are you saying it like you were holding me hostage? Yeah, it was easy.
It was easy. Patreon.com/StevieWeeby if you want to help support the content. And there's a Patreon for Scissor Bros too. We're gonna revamp the Patreon for Scissor Bros this new year. Okay, we're thinking about actually doing a whole separate episodes just on Patreon. So take a look there. Go to youtube.com/scissorbros.
Nice.
Subscribe. Those videos drop every Friday morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to mail anything, mail your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. I am working on new music too, so I'm chopping away at that. If you want to hear any of the music, it's stevieweebybandcamp.com. I think we covered it all, right? Oh, the holidays will probably be done by now, I think. Yeah, because we're ahead on schedule. Dude, nice. It was an honor to have you. Part three,
dude. Thanks for having me back.
You're
Part
always
three.
Welcome, dude. You already know. I can't wait to hear people buying your art and like going to your art show, dude.
Going to the art show.
Yeah, get like near Fairfax.
Listen to my podcast, dude.
That's
a good one. That's how I make most of my money right now, too, is our Patreon.
Tea Time Podcast.
Tea Time,
with Harper Rose Drummond.
Yeah.
When do those episodes drop?
Every Sunday. Patreon's Wednesday. But yeah.
Subscribe.
Subscribe on YouTube.
Tea Time. Is it Tea Time Podcast or just Tea
Time? It's called Tea Time with Gabby Lamb and Harper Rose Drummond. Every Sunday. Love to see it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.